Uf, sí.
Hello, this is Chris 200, and you're listening to Audio On Demand. $500 of GM product strapped to my ass, where a sweaty butt crack is always welcome. Hey, how you doing today? This is Chris 200, and brought to you today by Audio On Demand, and listen to a little bit of Whole Wheat Radio there in the background. What I'm going to do here is I'm going to post what I recorded yesterday in the car. Been working on a project here at home today. Yesterday I was talking about applying for a different job that I've been pretty excited about. Got that done this morning, and the hell's my stand up that I had here? Switch over to this microphone for a minute here. What I did is got that application going and sent that off via the email or online, I guess. And I don't know, looks pretty good. I don't know. We'll see what happens, I guess. We're gonna boost up line in a little bit here, and I wonder if I can take out something else. In, here we go. Up. There we go. That's about where I want it. A little hotter than normal. I'm going to bring this down, line in stuff down. Like I said, I got that done this morning. I'm going to turn down the Wheat Radio here. Got that done today, and, I don't know what got into me today, but I'm trying to install Linux on an old PC I got here. Looks like it ran 95 at one time. I'm trying to install Gen 2. I don't know much about it. It's a disk that I had, and I thought I would give it a shot. So we'll see how that goes. Let's see, where's my blogger at? Another thing I did, I have a pillow speaker that I went and rewired. I had a bad wire in there, I think. Hopefully I cut it out. Did that. I haven't been able to find my soldering iron. I have a small pen type soldering iron, and I haven't been able to find that. So, anyway, I had to use my big honking one. What did I do with it? I got it sitting here. I got to, I got to put that up so the boy doesn't get into it. And, let's see. 05, 08, 19, audio on demand dot mp3. Copy. www.sometimesinblue.com/podcast.audioondemand and publish post. Okay. So anyway, let's see, what did I do this morning? I got up early, got some coffee, started working on that application thing. Came back here, kind of piddled around with this Gen 2. Was trying to find another job that I saw posted out there. I haven't been able to find it. And, let's see, what else? Oh, yeah, I went to Target here just a little bit ago. Got some gum, some deodorant, and stuff like that. Some things that I've needed. And stopped in at Radio Shack, got some wire that I needed. I'm going to use that to wire my guitar that I've been building. I actually played with that guitar a little bit today. And I fixed my pillow speaker. And one of the things I also did was I modded my TuneCast, my Belkin TuneCast 2 FM transmitter. That's what I needed the particular wire for. If you've ever checked out Hackaday or some of these other hacking sites, hardware hacking type of things, there's been on the net ways to improve the performance of the TuneCast. I spent like $50 on this damn thing. And not really really happy with its performance. You know, I'm just using this thing in the car, and you know, it's almost touching the radio, so I don't know why it doesn't work any better than it does. One of the things that they suggest is you open it up, and where the wires are connected, there is a connection for an antenna, and the antenna that they use is only the length of the input cable, or actually, input cable. So you disconnect that and put a longer wire on there. So that's what I did. I went and got that wire from Radio Shack and put it in. Tried it out with the battery power. I couldn't really tell any difference. I could pick it up, though, in the living room on that. On the big stereo receiver, it's not got a very good... doesn't have very good reception, FM-wise, and something like that. I don't know, it's probably the best it's going to do. What I should have done is ran upstairs or ran outside to see if it would work with what I had here. I don't know how many feet I put on there, probably 10, 20 feet of line, so we'll see what happens. I figure if 5 or 6 is good, 10 or 20 should be just a lot better. AskMetaFilter.com, June 26, 2005. I need to clean metal in bulk. Metal with lots of nooks and crannies. I took advantage of those airport confiscation auction dealies, and now I own 95 Leatherman Micardia Mini Tools. There's everything from blood to just gunk in these things. Is there some sort of bath I can make? I can just plop them in and let them sit, pull them out, and have them work like new. What are these airport confiscation auction dealies to speak of? I'm very interested. I'd throw them in the dishwasher. I believe the Leatherman tool is stainless steel. Another one suggested buy some Castro Super Clean in the automotive department. Mix some with lots of wild. Boil the pieces on the stove. Wear gloves. You may be talking about this little stuff. I'm not sure what I'm looking for here, but anyway. You know, I think that's about all I'm going to talk about today. I've got a wedding to go to. I've got a football scrimmage to go to today. It's 2:15, and we need to leave at... We really need to leave at 2:30 or 3 o'clock, so I'm going to let you go, and... see you guys later.